Sherlock Holmes and the King's Evil, and Other New Adventures of the Great Detective, by Donald Thomas. Narrated by John Telfer. 1. The Case of the Telltale Hands. Chapter 1. It was on a fine May morning in 1901 that Holmes and I first made the acquaintance of Raymond Ashley Saville, 3rd Earl of Blagden. The Earl was in his mid-40s at the time of our meeting. His grandfather, the 1st Earl of Blagden, had gained a fortune and a title as the founder of Saville's Commercial Bank in the City of London in 1839. In the heyday of Victoria's England, Saville's Bank had been a name to conjure with. Plain old John Saville, before he acquired his earldom, made his first million in the railway boom of the 1840s. He then sold his shares in the Great Northeastern Railway and its rivals shortly before the bubble burst. Whatever his profit, he doubled it, and doubled it again, through his stake in Ocean Coal as well as in several of the new department stores which graced London's West End in the later decades of the 19th century. The old man died in 1897 and was succeeded by his eldest son, who outlived him only for a few months. It was old John Saville's grandson who then became the 3rd Earl of Blagden. By that time, as Sherlock Holmes remarked acidly, the aristocratic title had passed through 3 generations and had been washed clean of the whiff and taint of trade. In the House of Lords and elsewhere, Raymond Ashley Saville stood equal with the descendants of Plantagenet knights and Elizabethan statesmen. The name most closely associated with the Saville family and its title as Earls of...